This is Passport to Texas. As you know, Bastrop State Park took a big hit during the 2011 Labor Day wildfires. Approximately 95% of the park burned to ash. Our state park guy Brian Frazier says reforestation efforts continue and your chance to help is now.
We've had people lining up wanting to know when can they help replant the loblolly pine seedlings. And they're the drought-resistant loblolly pines that were there before. In fact, they were originally planted there by the CCC about 75, 80 years ago. The growth that's there now, that's what you're seeing, because a lot of Bastrop in that area and the Lost Pines, the timber was used to build the city of Austin, San Antonio, and a lot of their facilities. And so this growth now that we're putting in the ground is for future generations. And we have several weekends in January where we need volunteers to come help put those trees in the ground so that future generations can enjoy those big, beautiful pine trees that we all have come to know and love in Bastrop State Park. And you can find out all about this on Parks and Wildlife's website, specifically at texasstateparks.org.
Thanks, Brian. That's our show for today with funding provided by Chevrolet, supporting outdoor recreation in Texas because there's life to be done. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.